Comments from the board? Quiet day today. Okay. We will then move on to item six, oral and written communications to the board of directors. Did we receive any written communications? Okay. So this will be the time then for oral communications. Each public comment is limited to 3 minutes or less. Please feel free to approach the podium if you'd like to make any comments on items that are not on today's agenda.
Morning, board and directors and members of the public. I would like to use this time to provide an update on the current state of an important topic of today's meeting, which is employee wages, union employee wages, and wage studies. Since the ratification of our recent contract, Metro Management, our union, and the board of directors have increased wages for a total of 25 employees. Those 25 employees, most of them typically are at the lower end of the pay scale, and so we're really happy to kind of start to see progress on kind of moving up those wages for those employees. On that same topic, I'd like to make a comment on the on how the management group today will be getting a significant increase following today's meeting. And while I do support wage increases in principle for all management or not, I would like to point out that the abnormality of the timing of this increase. Historically, both sides run a large-scale reclassification and wage studies in parallel, and this has not happened since 2019. With that said, I would like to humbly request the board to make a motion for the following agenda items to be tabled for 1 month for transparency behind this wage study to ensure fairness and consistency following our recent wage studies. Those agenda items are item 13 and Consent Agenda 10.10 for revisal of the budget withholding those management increases. The reasoning behind this action is that we, as a union, want to provide the best service possible to the public, which, given our recent scaling up in service, requires proportional scaling on the administrative side. We are sitting on a number of vacancies of funded positions, no future plans to scale existing positions like our custodian staff, as an example. With that said, I look forward to continuing this dialogue as progress is made on both union wage increase topic and the topic of filling these vacancies. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Any further? Oh, yes. Hi, welcome.
Good morning, board members. My name is Gabriela Gonzalez, and I'm the vice president of our chapter. I want to start off by saying that I'm a little hesitant to publicly speak about this, in that we might be retaliating just about speaking about a matter like this. But I want to fully support my chapter president and reiterate requesting that item 13 get tabled for a month for us to be provided seller's documentation to review if a completely objective and fairly inconsistent and is consistent like previous studies have been done. I also want to support the request for item 10.10 on the consent agenda to be revised to be approved, the revised budget to be approved with the exception of the wage increases referencing item 13. I want to show the appreciation to the board and consideration that this would be greatly beneficial for us to help us Metro as a whole to start rebuilding a culture where everyone is held accountable and treated equally while maintaining the necessary transparency of a public agency to assure that Metro funds are being used in ways that would assure the public is receiving the utmost best service from our team. Thank you.
Thank you.